This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part three of a message we began on Monday from Galatians 3 and 4. It's actually a Christmas message about God's intervention into the world and God's intervention into your life and in mine by sending his son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him becomes a son or daughter of the living God through the son. God bless you as you listen to Cross Hope today.
According to the Apostle Paul, he says, you all are sons and daughters of the living God through faith in Jesus Christ. He says, all of you that were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. Maxie Dunham would say that phrase, clothed with Christ, means more than just physically putting on a garment. It means you're clothed with Christ's spirit and personality, with his character. You're clothed with what makes Jesus unique, and that his uniqueness then becomes a part of our life, that we're not the same. We're not cookie cutter replicas of everybody else. We're different because we're clothed with Christ. Let's bring up verse 3 of chapter 4. So also when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world. What are the basic principles of the world? Well, we talked about them in Ephesians. There's three of them: humanism, materialism, and hedonism. Big words, but simple meaning. Humanism says man is God. That's a basic principle of the world system apart from Christ, that man is God. You have heard people speak that the highest being in the universe is man. God's not God. Man is God. Materialism says money's God. Money is God. Money is everything. That's part of the world system, the basic principles of the world. Hedonism says pleasure is God. Whatever makes me feel good, that's what I'm into. That's what I worship. And so the basic principles of the world, humanism, materialism, and hedonism. And Paul said, before coming to Christ, all of us were slaves to that. But then look at verse 4, but when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, verse 5, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. God sent his son to enter the earth, not so that you'd be a nicer person to live with. God didn't send his son so you'd be more tolerable to the family, and they'd say, well, I think we can put up with him another year because he believes in Christ. God sent his son to redeem us. Redemption always presupposes bondage. If you see the word redeemed, it means somebody's in bondage. We were, you were, and so was I. We're redeemed by the blood of Christ, the Bible says. And we're given the rights to be called the children of God, the rights of adoption. When I preached a message on adoption from Ephesians, a number of people came out and told me that either they were adopted or their children or a son or daughter is adopted. And people I didn't even know were adopted were. And one of them somebody pointed out to me that in the state they came from, and I don't remember the state it was, but here's what they said. I found this fascinating. In that state, you can disown your biological son or your biological daughter. But you adopt somebody, you can never, never, never disown a son or daughter you've adopted. Do you see the power in that? What a powerful illustration. I can disown my own son or daughter, but I can't adopt somebody in that state and disown them. Once they're adopted, they're always my son. They're always my daughter. What a lesson, what a spiritual application. When the Bible gave a whole new dimension to me that we are adopted into the family of God.
Well, this standalone message continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. We'll resume the series in Luke next week. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.